Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sitting City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Sin City Radio.
Back on there.
No, he got that pacemaker in his heart.
Yeah, but he ain't gotta get in the ring.
Well, shit, so what's he gonna do?
He gonna run out there and do a quick Raiders Edge and be gone.
Nah, that's just it. He ain't got the strength to even do that. Man, you can't be picking up no 200-300-pound man trying to do a Raiders Edge and you got a pacemaker in your heart. That's not gonna work, man.
Well, I think that I could find a way to use his ass.
I mean,
the old click back together.
Yeah, I could see that one. But other than that, I can't see it. Okay, I see we got the line lighted up already. We got Janine on the line. Janine. Well, yeah, baby. Oh, there you go.
Right.
Janine.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What?
How's everything been? Can you hear me, baby?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, you know how you get.
I've been good. I'm still at work, so.
Baby, you still at work?
Yes.
I got you burning the midnight oil.
Yep, I'm be here till I finish.
Shit, that's extra overtime, ain't it?
Nope.
Shit. So I'm not gonna get finished.
We don't get overtime. We on salary.
Ooh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Be there right now. What time you have to come in?
I got here at 8:30 this morning.
Damn, are you still there?
Yeah, something ain't gonna get done.
You ain't get paid extra?
No.
Man, y'all need a union.
I got something to do tomorrow, and if I don't get this done today, I ain't gonna be able to do what I need to do tomorrow.
Oh, it sucks to be you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, getting paid.
I
mean, the Christmas bonus got to be pretty damn good, then.
Got to have a hell of a Christmas bonus.
Got to be. You do
it's
get a Christmas
right.
bonus, right?
Yeah,
it's
okay.
She stuttered for a second.
It ain't all that, but it's okay.
Man, I'll be telling my boss, look at here, bro. I got something to do, man. You get Tommy to finish this shit up. You ain't
right.
The only one there, are you?
Huh?
Are you the only one there?
Yeah, I'm the only one here.
Oh, hell no.
Now, did you tell us before you like the manager there?
Yes.
Shit, you better get with them peons to do it.
You know what I'm saying? Joe, you got to stay over. I can't.
Dude,
well.
You know what I mean? Oh, well, you're fired.
Right. You either stay over or you got to come in tomorrow.
Right.
Then once you get to going, you be like, I got to go. I'll be back.
Right. You can't stay today. Don't come back tomorrow.
Damn right.
It's not that easy. They don't know how to do it, so it will take more time for me to show them how to do it. I might as well just do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I understand your point. Hold on, I think we got a girl, LaFonda, calling in. LaFonda,
hey.
Did you?
Yep.
What's going on, sweetheart?
Man, at work.
Hey, are you at work too?
I'm at work.
Y'all work in the same
but
place?
I'm not on the clock yet because, yeah, I'm not on the clock yet.
Hey, what time you start?
You said what?
What time you start?
11.
And you at this early?
Yep. See, I don't get my car until my birthday on Friday. So, yeah, my mama's still dropping me off at work.
Is she wrong with her?
Huh?
Hey, shit, you got a lot as long as you're getting out.
Hell yeah, as long as I'm making my money.
Mhm.
Yeah, but I think I'd be telling Ma, like, yo, Ma, It's like 3 hours before I got to stop.
She was getting on my damn nerves. I was like, please drop me off. Please.
I don't think I could have did that one, though. I'm like, no, man, you're going to have to compromise. I'm not going to work this damn early.
Oh, trust me, my mom would drop me off at work at 6 o'clock and 4, and then have to be there until 11.
Oh, wow.
That's why I said I can't wait till Friday. I'm celebrating a big 2-6, and I'm getting the fuck out of here at the same time.
Oh, shit. You supposed to start the day before. You need to call off Thursday.
I'm on Thursday, I'm on Friday, and I'm going to take Saturday to recover.
You going to take Saturday to recover?
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby, we're going to have to teach you at Sand City. Your birthday lasts the whole time. Saturday, you
yeah.
supposed, that's the second phase of the party.
See, Thursday is the first phase of the party. Friday is the second phase,
your birthday,
and Saturday I'm going to take the fucking recover because, yeah,
oh,
I'm trying to put my...
What?
My birthday is Friday.
Yours only end the Monday evening.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to work Saturday, and I'm calling off because
exactly.
I just don't give a fuck.
Shit.
I put in my 2 weeks notice already.
Shit, they'd be lucky if they even see me Tuesday. Hey, man, your birthday was last Tuesday. Oh, shit, what's the date? Shit.
No, I'm putting my 2 weeks notice in this job. I'm sorry, I couldn't even do it. I got my apartment down in Augusta, Georgia. I was like, 2 fingers, I got to get my 2 week notice.
Are you going to be down to Georgia party?
Uh-huh. No, I'm moving down to Georgia.
Oh, shit, when you moving?
September 1st. Yeah, I was smart enough to put my 2 week notice in and it end on payday.
Damn.
I'm leaving directly on payday. And since this job like to play with your paycheck, yeah, they got two separate paydays. One, if you a good person and you don't call off, you don't miss no days, and you not late, you get to get your check on that Friday. But let you be late, you will be waiting that whole entire weekend to that Monday, and then you can get your check.
See, I would never be late. We got a new caller, y'all. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
It's your boy, Mikey Carlo, man.
Oh, shit. Mikey Carlo, what's up, dog?
What's up, man? I'm just going to promote a new song, The King Is Back, you know. And everybody knows
right?
They tune you on me. Take it out on new Facebook and the clubs, you know, a mixtape coming out soon.
So when you going to give me the single, man? I mean, I keep telling you all you got to do is give me the single. I'm going to play it for you, dog. You don't want to give
me
the single.
So look, I'll be back in there probably like next week or something, man, at the end of this week. Down in the, yeah, again, yeah, I'm showing them love. I got a couple of shows coming. I got one on the 27th. I just had one Saturday. But these shows go on, man. You know what I mean? I'll be down there waiting, man. I got you, though.
Okay, okay. Oh, shit, you down in the G. No telling what you and Diz is up to.
Yeah, I tell you this. When I first got there, I was up with Maine the other day, though.
Look at you.
What's going on, man? What's love to your radio station, man? I finally got a chance to get up with y'all, man.
Hey, it took
so I'm just checking in, man, see what's going on for the night.
All right, well, check it out, man. We actually, I'm waiting. I just texted him about 15 minutes ago. He was supposed to give me a call. I don't know if he's gonna call in. Hopefully he call in, man. Matter of fact, let me ask you, man. Since I got you on here, all right, man. We got a lot of. You know what I'm saying? You up and coming rapper. You out here doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm noticing that we got a lot of beef going on. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was at the reunion. I was hollering at Hits, and I was telling him, you know, I heard he got the beef going on with Jill, and he got the beef going on with Tension. Now I know you roll with Hits, so I mean. I hollered at him one-on-one, but I told him I was going to let him come on here and tell what the real reason is behind it. I mean, in your eyes, I mean, do you think it's something that could be squashed off? Or is it just like... It
yeah, you know, so I feel like it's something ain't really too much of a hard situation. You know how we been and how we grew up from my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? If it was really a situation, it'd get handled. But it's a little... But I feel that he probably don't, you know what I'm saying, squad. It's just going to be a little rap radio beef thing. You know, it might not get too serious. So for some of the fact that they took the song Mammy, you know what I mean, out of Bay City that he created, and took it and made it a hit single. Because I asked him about it. I asked him what's really going on, you know what I'm saying, why, what's really the problem, you know what I'm saying, being that's my partner. And he said the problem was Tension took the song Mammy and made it a hit single on his album. You know what I mean? And then pay for it. You know, when you're in the music game, man, it's paperwork and rules and regulations. You can't just do anything and use people's songs, man, to make them your hit singles instead of promoting like you made the song when you ain't the one who wrote the song. You know,
can
so
you
that's
really
that's how people with tension come about. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I just got a question. Can you really do that? Because I wrote a song for somebody, and they was like, I'm going to make sure you blow up off of it. And they took the damn song, and I didn't hear it like, four times.
Yeah, they ain't
like,
supposed to do
head.
That. You both, if y'all got no, that's why you sign pay. That's why you get the paperwork. For all right, everybody out here listening, you get a
all
song to hit single.
Copyright.
Don't let nobody. When you do a song with somebody, just get your paperwork right. Y'all got to get y'all paperwork in order, man, because people will take your song and go and get your song ASCAP and get it in your name as you wrote it. That way, if somebody try to take it, then you can sue them. You get your money. You know what I'm saying? But
if you
ain't got no paperwork on
the
ASCAP,
right?
Anybody can steal your song.
If it's copyrighted, it's the same thing as you having your paperwork, right?
Right. If you get a copyright, it writes in your name. And then if some people can't afford it, you can send it back to yourself with a time and date to be on the envelope.
I actually got it copyrighted. Like, I went through a lawyer, got it copyrighted. Every last one of my songs that I wrote, poetry that I wrote, is copyrighted. But this dude, I'm like, how in the fuck did you take my song that I just told you could sample? You told me you went to
I have an agreement. I mean, what kind of agreement I had that you agreed that he could use?
He was like, let me see the song. Let me see what I can do with it. The next thing I know, I hear it on 107.5. I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds just like my work. Went through my poetry book, and I'm like, this bitch stole my damn song.
Sometimes people switch it over, too, and make it sound a little different. But you know where they really be coming from. They be slicking through like that, too. Well, it's best not to really leak, huh, man, if you put it out.
Yeah, I think Mikey Gallo stole a couple of my songs, too.
I wish you were there now, man. I read you the CD. I just had the new joint I just did, man, a few days ago. They was playing in the club, Prestige, you know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of love from the new joint, man. They like, that's tight, whatever. You do something
all
with
right.
it. So I'm going to get you that for sure, man. That's the thing I'm going to push right now to get me out there.
That's what I was like. I was about to ask you who you are because he's my friend.
I'm Mikey Carlo. I ain't too much known. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm straight slam. That's my family. You know, I run with them. My cousin, DJ Rock, my partner hit Screwface. We're up together. We can be around doing shows
like
right now, trying to blow up Gary and Aaron. You know what I'm saying? But my stage name is Mikey Carlo, though.
All right, Mikey Callo. You know I'm about to call you by your other name, but I'm going to call you Mikey Callo. all right, man, check this out. Now, I know y'all be rolling. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all down with that straight slamming click. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I want to play something, man. I want to play something. And like I said, I know you know something about it. You know what I'm saying? I want you to hear this, and I want you to tell me, do you think this guy got a legitimate gripe, or is this just some jealousy shit? This Ivo. I'm going to play this little snippet, and I want you to tell me after you hear it.
I nigga feel what a motherfucker think. I'ma let you know, don't joke with this beef. I ain't hard to find, I'm on the east and the V.
Okay.
Keep it G, gangster, gutter, and Jerry. Rhyming your gorilla niggas like every team. Speaking on King Mac with the Grand Duke. Get a nigga's round, round foes if he's flat in the street. F-R-E-double-D-I-E, yeah. Sisson isn't G-O-B-T. Yeah, this lane from the G, but the Ironwood ain't his hood. I put that on big old C. Niggas on the outside looking in, don't look at the dude. The schoolboy's at it, the police. He ain't never sold a tip of a drugs in his life. Never had peace, don't know what the DL or GD. Me and Frederick used to be tight. Both of us was in the National Guard. But when we got activated in 2004 to go overseas, he had a heart. He was like, "Vote, I don't wanna go. I'm finna get kicked out," so we started to smoke. Weed on the regular, and all of a sudden he a thug, think I'm lying, nigga, finger roll, no. Me and this nigga had everything planned. I was like, "Give whoever get on first. Come back and get the other one, but I'm about to go overseas to the war so I can get this merch." Everything went cool for a minute. Finger roll pushed his music because he was with no taming. Low, everybody on the label was like, "Bo, you the coldest nigga, I can't blame." Got back home from Iraq, Freddie Gibbs went Hollywood, acting like a shit don't stink. Everybody telling me this nigga got a distribution deal with Interscope and got banked. What ended up happening, the niggas couldn't hack it. The city didn't have his back. Niggas out west said it wasted 100 racks on his ass, so they made the motherfucker pack. Hey! You hear me? Young Jeezy, I'm telling you, this the nigga you got rolling with you? I'm really Dolo. This just how I be hanging out, you know what I'm saying? If it's beef in the trees, bring it to the V on my mammy. Don't give a fuck what you see, this Dolo 100. You see it right here. Valley. Vice Lord, Ben. This nigga ain't, he not, he don't know what gang he in. He stopped smoking weed, the old folks.
They playing the Ivo song, "This and Us Red Heels" right now.
You said what?
Yo. Nah, you know, I said I got his screw face on the line, you know what I mean? He said he's finna call y'all up there and give his version, you know, of the beef on it.
I'm trying to figure out now that one right there. Yeah. I mean, Ivo, he put it out there, he put it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? He had his boy Stacy in the background. Your man Stacy had him in the back.
Something wrong with
him. 646-727-1283. That's why he's called. What's the website? Let's get the website.
SinCity.spruce.com. SPRUZ.
SinCity.spruce.com. He said he put that net. That's why he come up with his roof face for the call and let y'all know his version, you know, of what's going on, though.
Right. But now, I'm saying that situation right there, I mean, I'm pretty sure you heard Ivo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, what's your take on that one?
I mean, they you know what I'm saying? That's him and Fred got some little personal thing going on, you know what I'm saying? Started back in the day, and Fred, I mean, Ivo really bought Fred around a little bit, and Fred got on and forgot about him. But some people got to have patience, man. You know what I'm saying? Wait till they niggas going to get all the way on and come on and, you know what I'm saying, grab them or whatever. But I don't know if it's too much hating, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know their situation. You know what I mean? But if you're from outside looking in and didn't know them, I'd say it probably would be hate. But by me knowing both of them fellas, I know I was too. I know that he did bring Fred around. So, you know what I mean? Maybe he ready to keep it in the bar. I don't know what they got going on, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Well, sometimes people get a little jealous and get going on. It'd be your own circle. People that be around, people get jealous. So, I don't really know about this situation, man. You know what I'm saying? But I know Ivo made himself look bad when he put that video out and he had the biggest stitch in the world on the video with him. That made the Valley look bad, you know what I'm saying? How you going to be talking about a man, talking about how he weak and soft and all that, but you got a snitch and a total damn and half the world in the video with you, you know what I mean? That did make him look bad.
Hey, that's your man. That's your man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my man, you know what I'm saying? But man, he a real guy, don't get me wrong, he a 100. But that's the only fault he got, man, he told, man, you know what I mean? And that's why I couldn't mess with that cat, man. You know, I done talked to you and a couple other cats, man, about saying if I was going to be with the cat, man, but I couldn't, man, because he did too much. You know what I'm saying? But I really wanted to. I just had to see what a couple people had to say about it.
Let me ask you a question, man. I want you to give me your top five G.I. rappers.
Hold on, dog. Take yourself out of the equation.
Whether it's beef or not between these rappers, who you think is the best, the top five?
Best top five that ever came from G.I., man, I'm going to say, man, C Mac, man, you know what I'm saying? That's my partner, man. C Mac ran shit, man. I'm gonna say EG, man. Real old school cast, man. I'm gonna say Cass D, man. I'm gonna say, you know what I'm saying? Hit, man. Dad, you know what I'm saying? The whole LCG squad. And I'm gonna say, last but not least, man, I'm gonna say Lil Menace, man. You know what I'm saying? The guys that I know that's, you know, that's really thoroughbred. You have really, you know what I'm saying? They know how to do music, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my top five right there. Well,
okay,
I'm going to put Concord all in one. I'm going to put MCT all in one. You know, I'm going to get Cash D a slot. and I'm getting a little minister slot. It's some lot of new young, good up and coming rappers too, man. You know what I'm saying? But
okay,
yeah, that's my top five. We get a little minister spot. And
let me ask you a question right quick. Now, out of everybody you named, is there beef in there?
Nah, there ain't no beef in there, man. They all Ziggy, man. Everybody, they get along, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do their thing. And there's a couple of classic albums, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Vinci had a classic album. That album with the Indiana, you know what I'm saying? With the little steel mill, like the steel mills in the background. That album, that's a classic, man. There's a few classics put out here. Richie had a classic for the man. We just talking about Gary T, but we add Hammond in. So we add Hammond in. I'm going to throw Will Skrill up in there, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
we're talking about the hole in this little circle right here.
Now, let me ask you one more question. Let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
Now, all the rappers that's out right now in GI, I know there's a lot of beef between all these guys and so forth. But now, let me ask you, do you think if the money is right, that these guys that's beefing can come together and put like a Wu-Tang Clan together? Do you think that can happen?
If it happened like that, man, I think, man, we'll kill the game. I think we like the last people that they really waiting to hear from, man. You know what I'm saying? Freddie Gibbs opened up doors for us, man. And I think we the last crew, man, that's coming, man. And the world ready to hear what we got to say, because we got a different swag from all those type of rappers around the world, man. Our swag is relentless, man, because we can fast it up. We can slow it up, man. We can come different ways, man. You know what I'm saying? We got talent around Gary Yonder, man. All the brothers down here, man, sit together, man, to quit hating, man, to clear hating, man. We'll be on so much faster. But you
okay,
know what I'm saying?
Let me
doing
you,
that, people ain't working with
certain
people, man. It's slowing us down, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question.
Man, we finna get on, we finna get up out of there, man. You know what I mean? It's an open. We on one.
Let me ask you a
coming at you soon. Holla at your boy, Mikey Carlo, hit. Yeah, DJ Rock, give. You know what I'm saying? Hey, straight, we in the building. Dose. Holla at your boy.
Hey, let me ask you one more question, dog. Would you be willing to sit down with all these rappers and put a super group together? Would you be willing to do that?
For sure, man. That's much love, man. Like I said, I ain't got no problems with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had a few words thrust out a few weeks ago. You know what I mean? But that ain't really too much nothing. You know, really, they was talking crazy about my mans. And I stepped in. You know, it's my mans. We grew up together from Avon. We had a few words, but it really ain't no beef. So we squashed that all that or whatever. But, yeah, man, I love to, man. You know, it's all good, man. It's all love. I ain't got no beef with nobody, and I ain't jealous, because, you know what I mean? I know I'm cold, so I ain't got no reason to be jealous about the next man. I don't have no next man in my mouth. I just do me. That's my fan,
yeah,
bro. That'd be love, though, man, to get you out of surrounding. Sit around, man, and try to make something happen.
I heard you stole my song, man. I need my royalties.
Well, you know, so we'll talk about that, brother, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to get you that song, man. So you know, you said I'm gonna have to get you the song. What you need? You need a flash drive, or you just have it? You can just have it on CD or what?
No, you give it to me on CD, however you want it. I can get it on here.
Okay.
It's my show. I can get it on here, baby.
You say a little bit of background while I'm talking to y'all, you know. But it's cold. I know you played last night at the club, man. I got a lot of stuff coming for you, man. I'm trying to help you radio blow up space below. We can all blow each other up, you know. Let's glad that y'all brothers doing something, man, because Indiana, it's our time to shine. And we can blow everybody can blow up at the same time. The media, you know, the artists. It's enough money in for everybody. So I'm going to mess with the people that we messing with us underground. Like, y'all radio stations, I'm going to keep showing love to y'all radio stations and not charging and popping up and have y'all radio station popping. Because y'all was messing with us, you know what I mean, when the big radio stations with
me. Right. That's all right, because when we get big, we ain't going to forget about everybody. I see my man Hitchin called in. I'm trying to see if you want to holler at me or not.
Okay.
If you want to holler at me, Hitch, just press number one, man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you probably call me.
Oh, Jesus.
So how long did it take you to put your CD together?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Went down to Muncie, Indiana, man. And this female, she knew how to record and stuff like that. She was going to school for engineering. and she wanted to do my project for she had a project to do or whatever. She tried to get in her intern, so she said used my name and album for her homework class. Man, it took me less than a month. I just went in there and just every other day I just was doing songs, you know what I'm saying? And then they start look up. I said I did like 15, 16 songs and I just picked like a good 10 for the intro and outro. So I could do an album in a week though. Especially the next thing. But if I want to do a whole complete real good album and have some thinking and thought and process into it, it won't be no more than a month. Depending on how many artists I'm featuring and stuff like that.
Do you write or do you just freestyle? I heard Lil Wayne freestyle all this stuff. I find that hard to believe.
Nah, you can't. Gangsta Music on his real album. You know what I'm saying? You check that out, number 9 on his real. We freestyled that. We both went in the booth. The beat came on. We set the chords in our head. And I went in there and I got to thinking of something first, and I spit, and then he spit. See what they mean by freestyle? Sometimes you don't just go on and just spit straight out 16 bars. He might say four and throw his hand and they stop, boom. Then he play it back, boom. And while he listening to that, and he thinking of something else, and then he come in with something else. You know what I mean? So it's easy to freestyle. So yeah, them artists is like Lil Wayne and Jason, and they do be freestyling.
That shit's got to be
like that's all he do. I'm here to witness that, you know. I witness that. So if you hear that rumor about him, that's true, because he don't write it all. Sometimes I write mine when I got certain deep stories I got to tell and stuff I'm going through, and you know what I mean? I sit down and write. And sometimes I freestyle, but his true face, he don't write it all.
I think I see my boy here.
Yeah, I'm on here. Y'all can't hear me?
Man, I've been trying to get you on here for as long as I know you're a busy man, man. So, hey.
Yeah, I know, man. I told you I was coming, though, man. It took me a minute, but I'm here now, man. So whatever the people want to know, you know what I'm saying, let me know what they ask, and I'll tell them what they want to know, man.
I'm going to dive right into it, y'all. Why did the beat start? I'm gonna start out with you in Tension. I mean, like I said, man, you said your college, you know, like I told you, man, we came up from the trenches together. You know what I'm saying, man? You came up from the trenches, and I told you, man, I was feeling the Mammy, though. I was feeling both versions. So I mean, what happened, dog?
All right, okay, this is how the shit went, man. This nigga Tension, dead broke, nowhere to go, come to me with nothing but a bag on his shoulder. Need somewhere to go, you dig? He whining, right. Talking about, well, nobody let him in the studio, nobody won't work with him. Rick Jill them over there stealing the Mammy words, selling T-shirts, right? So I'm like, okay, right, man, I'll help you out. Come to my studio. You can work in my studio. You can get money and live in my crib. Nigga come in here, make a beat in my studio for the song for free, you dig? You know what I'm saying? He's sitting in here trying to think of a hook to it, you know what I'm saying, to the Mammy. He's sitting in here for 2-3 hours, can't think of nothing. So I get this man his hook. You see what I'm saying?
I put the
hottest verse on the motherfucking song, so if you ask me, that's my swag all the way. You smell me? He made the beat.
Okay.
I brought that motherfucker to life. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now,
right,
these motherfuckers start coming at him with all this, you know, big money talk, and he decides he wants to cut me out of the whole song. How the fuck you gonna cut me out of a song that I created for a dollar when I helped you and you didn't have nothing? You see what I'm saying? That's what
true,
motherfuckers
man
ain't understanding, man. I'm a 100 nigga, and if I'm 100 with you, I expect for you to be 100 with me, point blank, period.
Right. Now, I'm gonna go on record and say, You know, I know you. I've been, like I said, me and you grew up together. I know of it. I mean, I sat down and I chopped it up with Tension a couple of times. And, I mean, but for somebody that don't know, a lot of people like, well, hit mad because Mammy took off. And I'm like, okay, how many of y'all heard the original version? You know, so it's like, okay. But now, like I said, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I support anybody from Gary to try to do what they do. I ain't
right,
mad.
Right, and you're supposed to. You're supposed to.
And I love the video just for the simple fact you got Roosevelt in the background, you know what I'm saying? It's nice to be able to look at the video and be like, damn, I know, dude. I was just in the club with that dude. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's just a lovely thing to see.
Right.
But, you know, okay, so now, with that being said, Rick Gill.
Hold on a second, dog, before you get to Rick Gill. Who created the Mammy?
The Word?
Yeah, whose is that?
The Word, now that's a big ass toss up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and lie. I'm not going to sit up here in front. Tension was the first person I ever heard say it. Other guys say P-Dot was the first person to say it. Rest in peace to P-Dot. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know which one of them it came from, or if it came from a motherfucking bum on the street from in their neighborhood, because they both live by each other. So that's a big toss-up. But I will say Tension, the first person I heard say it. Now, who brought the Word to life? You have to give that credit to me, because I'm the first motherfucker to put Mammy on the internet. I was down here listening to some niggas from Nap, Monkey Boy, On My Mama. I put on their stat. We used to say On My Mama in the 90s. We say Mammy now. You see what I'm saying? And after that day, everybody started going Mammy crazy on the internet. The song that was created, I created that song. That's all my swag. So, yeah, he might have been the first one to say it that I heard or whatever, and I don't want credit for that word. I don't even say Mammy. I did the shit to help that nigga, point blank period. But, nigga, don't kick me off the ship when the motherfucker get the goddamn ceiling. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole motherfucking thing with that. You know what I mean, nigga? I've been there for the nigga through so many situations in his life. It's ridiculous. Some niggas come to you with a dollar, and you motherfucker just say, fuck me? I can't honor that. Never. I don't give a fuck who it is.
Okay. I'll be. Now, the Rick Gill thing. Now, I remember back in the day when, you know, y'all was doing MTG, y'all did a song with Rick Gill. And, I mean, to me to this day, that's still a thing.
Yeah,
you know
Quick the Boy, that's a classic all day.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all go way back. Where did the tension start at?
I mean, man, you know, with Rick Gill, man, it's been an on and off thing damn near our whole career. Because he a sneaky type of nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? When he needs something, you know what I'm saying, he your best friend. You know what I'm saying? But if he see any type of way where he could cut you out or cut a corner, he going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And how it really, you know what I'm saying, how the beef intentionally, you know, if you want to call it beef. I don't call it beef with man one of these niggas because they ain't talking about shit, real talk. It started the first time when he was making his first little CD, when he first signed to the Legion Records or whatever, the niggas out of Chicago.
Right.
He called me over to listen to some tracks, right? We listening to the beats and shit. Now, this one beat come on sound familiar than a motherfucker, right? And I keep listening. I'm like, hold on, man. I bought that beat from a guy named Rated X. I'm like, how the fuck you get that beat, man? He say, motherfucking Ruben from the Bomb gave him a CD with all kind of beats on it. Well, I say, well, you can't use that beat. We could do something on any other beat, but you can't use that beat. You see what I'm saying? Long story short, after I left, the nigga never contacted me no more. The next time I heard his album, the beat was on his motherfucking album. And I already had a song did to it called Back to the Streets with the MCGs, which is on the Second Coming. So once I heard that shit, I'm like, bruh, I need a rack. I'm going to beat your ass. Simple as that. I got my rack. and then it went on from there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, hey, you know I know.
I try to fuck with the nigga again You know, on the Hitsville, USA, I put him on a song called I Shit On You. Hot ass song.
Right.
He comes to me, hey, man, let's do a video. I got a camera guy. He only want blah, blah, blah. He going to plug us. I'm like, cool. I get all my people up here, you know what I'm saying, to do the video. This nigga comes, shit, 6 hours late. You know what I'm talking about? We shoot some shit. You know what I mean? We get the motherfucking part of the video done, then it start raining. So we supposed to continue another day. I don't see him or his cameraman no more. But I done gave them a down payment on this video. I ain't see them motherfuckers. I'm contacting this nigga, calling him. He won't answer the phone, won't call me back or nothing. But the nigga on Facebook trying to chat my bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? She calling me like, this nigga on my chat. I've been calling this nigga for 2 weeks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it went from there. Plus the fact that he tried to motherfucking take up for Soup. When Soup tried to say he started the 219 movement. Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. We was doing this shit before they even knew what a Soup was, nigga.
So now you referring to Soup, if don't nobody know. You talking about from formerly from the Brown family, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Hungry. Mr. Hungry himself.
Yeah, Mr. Hungry. Yeah, when he was hungry, I was eating. You feel me?
I feel you, dog. I feel you. All right, now, I gotta ask this question. All right, now, I said,
wait, hold on, man. This motherfucker phone breaking up, man. You gonna have to repeat that shit, my nigga.
Oh, okay, my fault. I said that if everybody can sit down and get together, man, I believe that y'all would be like a powerhouse chain clan type shit coming out of the back. Do you think that's possible?
Man, you know what? I would love to see that happen, but to be honest, no, I don't think it's possible.
And what's the reason that it wouldn't?
And the reason why I say that is because we all tried to come together already on a song called Welcome World. And that shit motherfucking was a disaster.
Damn, man.
It was a disaster. The song is hot as hell, you know what I'm saying? I swear the song it's a great song, man. But there was so many egos and motherfuckers, I'm the best and I want to run shit and this, that, to the point where the motherfucking song never even dropped. We did a video for the motherfucker. Now, these motherfuckers who organized the video, you know what I'm saying, that organized this song, didn't want to fund the motherfucker. Hold on now. Y'all the motherfuckers that got everybody together to do this, now y'all don't want to motherfucking fund the shit. Y'all telling niggas, come here, we having meetings for this, this, and that. And then the cameraman asking y'all for a couple of little measly-ass dollars, and y'all don't want to give it to him. It just went down the drain, man. You had niggas on there disrespecting each other. You could go on Facebook right now. It's still on there. The proof is in the pudding. It's a picture. I'll send it to your page, man. You can put it on your show or whatever. It's a picture talking about this Welcome World. You know what I'm saying? And you can look at it. It's like over 150, almost 200 comments of niggas just talking shit about each other. It's on there right now.
Man.
It ain't going nowhere.
Send that to me, dog. Send that to me, man.
I'll send it to you, man. It's ridiculous, dog. I said, man, I can't believe this shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers on here really disrespecting each other. And we all on the same song, nigga. My verse hotter than yours. Why this nigga on the song? He ain't nobody. Who is this nigga? Fuck him. I'm like, wow.
Damn.
Real?
I'm sitting down. I mean, because I look at Facebook, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, us in Sin City, we try to promote every angle that we possibly connect to promote from. And I'm saying, I get on Sin City and I look at a lot of things, man, you know what I'm saying? That's why I seen one particular incident that Mike Chalo kind of brought up, where you and Thug, that was having words. And I'm like, oh, man, I know these two ain't into it over no bullshit. And y'all, for a second it seemed like it got kind of heated, because I'm like, I hope these motherfuckers don't be on 38th Street. I'm afraid.
Ah, shit, I was on 38th Street. That nigga didn't come. Bullshit, ain't that?
Right, and I understand that, man. But, I mean, at some point in time, man, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, do you ever think, like, all right, man, you know what? Let's just sit down and discuss this.
Man, you know what, dog? I'd have tried to talk to them. I'd have tried to explain shit to them, but they just got it in their mind, you know what I'm saying, that they going to believe what people saying, like, because that whole shit started because a motherfucker started a rumor saying that I said something about them guys that I never said. And I try to explain to them, look, bro, if I got something to say to you or about you, I'm going to say it to you, nigga. So if you ain't hear it from me, that's some bullshit. I'm not going to deny it if I said it. If I said it to somebody else before I said it to you, I wanted them to go back and tell you, nigga, so you can come say something. So I'm not going to deny it when you come at me with it, bro. And that's the part they don't understand. So, you know, it all started because some niggas said I said they was broke. You know what I mean? Yeah, some petty-ass shit like that, man. Nigga said I said they was broke. He come on to Facebook one day talking about, if you ain't got no love for Thug, then I'll fuck all of y'all. Rick Gill said some shit, and Yo Sign said this, and Hit said I was broke, and woo-woo-woo. And I'm like, hold on. I said, what? How the fuck my name getting this? You see what I'm saying? But see, them other niggas, they some pussies. They scared to speak up for themselves. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't that type nigga. So, you know, I had to say my piece, nigga, because ain't no motherfucker finna be out here, you know, spreading rumors about some shit I said. But the niggas, you know, they want to believe the shit. Then they want to take it back to some, on some real shit, man. You know, they want to take it to some, well, we don't like him because he folks. You for real, dog? How old are you, nigga?
That still can't be going on.
Hey, man, how old are you, nigga? I can show you posts where they on there talking about Freddie Gibbs. Like, okay, how the fuck is you a vice lord and all the niggas you run with folks, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, y'all, what the fuck y'all on that bullshit for? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Who the fuck on that shit in the goddamn 2000 and goddamn 12, 11, goddamn it, whatever the fuck? Y'all brothers
right,
on that?
Check this out, man. Check this out, man. We want to go into one of your songs right quick, dog. We're going to go into one of your songs, man. You can hang around about 5 minutes more, man. I got enough. I got a couple more questions I want to ask.
I ain't going nowhere, man.
This one, man, hit featuring Wayne Blade. All right, man. I like this too, man.
Life. I'm like a movie star, made it big, selling wrong like a Gucci bar. Neck and wrist chunky, look at the rock, boy. I ain't Jay, but I'm living like a rock, boy. I'm so icy, you ain't gotta turn the lights on. And I still brighten up the room like the light on. 50 style for the watch alone. You messed up and let your girl go to the club all alone. You ain't think she was gone wrong with a boat? Wrong move, pimp, I guess that's your loss. It's something about having long money. Same chick probably diss me if I didn't have no money. But since I got the fame and I got the riches, they rolling with me cause my lifestyle is exquisite.
From the cars to clothes to the girls, oh yeah.
From the fall,
I be getting it with my team, and no.
Bring the phone to the end and celebrate me, yeah.
Tonight we'll let them know.
I'm winning.
My crew consists of some ballers. Real thugs and dudes and shot callers.
Real OG.
OG, check my resume. Put me in it, well, bet that I get paid.
Cause I'm addicted to money. And I ain't trying to lose.
Come along for the ride, girl. You'll be winning soon.
I got it all.
From the cars to clothes to the girls, oh yeah.
And the things
I'll be getting it with my team.
Like some of you a cool white boy, but your shit sucks.
And he was like, how would you know? You ain't no music critic. Sweetie, I write music, first of all. If you did not know, I write poetry. I said, I done had plenty of people comment on my shit. Don't get mad because you yelling over tracks and they ain't your beats. They somebody else's beats. I was like, these are like famous people beats and you writing songs to them. That shit ain't high.
Goddamn,
man.
You got to say about that one,
dog. Hey, man, I mean, ain't really too much I can say about it, man. You like the music. I love the support. Fuck what he talking about. Keep on tagging that shit, goddammit. All
right,
now,
I got
to say. Hey, what else you want me to say, my nigga?
Hey, bro, you know. Hey, but let me ask you, dog. Since you dropped that song, off my paper. I mean, hey, either one of them tried to get in contact with you.
Rick Jill. That's it. Hello?
I mean, yeah. I mean, did y'all squash it? I mean, is he, you know...
I mean, basically, I mean, like I said, really ain't no beef, man. I just really did that, man, just to let them niggas know what I'm about, man. If they respond, they respond. I ain't going to be mad. I'm just going to come back with some more music. But, you know what I'm saying? He didn't, you know, he didn't want to do that. You know, he basically came to me and said he ain't on that no more and, you know, apologized for shit. So I'm going to leave it like it is. But one thing I know I'm not going to do is motherfucking give a nigga another chance to do no shiesty shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
Okay. I mean, because like I say, man, now, I asked you this last time you was on the show, man. I'm going to ask you this again. How are we going to get an MCG album out?
Man, that's a good question, man. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to have a couple niggas trick them niggas and send them beats and don't even let them know I'm going to be on a song. That's what I might have to do, man.
Because, I mean, there's no animosity between you all. Y'all just went and did different things, right?
I mean, to be real, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is kind of a little tension now. You know, certain things over little money issues. Motherfuckers ain't keeping it real. Ain't, you know, do what they're supposed to do. But, you know, when it's all said and done, it's still love there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I love to work with them guys if we could just get, you know what I'm saying, our issues in order and move forward. And that'd be my whole issue with them. But, you know what I'm saying, it's like I don't know what I got to do to actually get them to work.
I mean, if a record
company came out here and actually said, okay, if you and Tension can get together and make one hit, just a hit album, and we'll give you a record deal, would you do it?
If somebody said what?
If a major record company came out here and said, if you intention was to get together and make one great album, would you do it?
You know what? If the money was right, I would do it. And all the paperwork would have to be right. Intention or his people couldn't be in charge of none of that. You know what I'm saying? It would have to be somebody else in charge of all that that's going to make sure everything is motherfucking fair and square. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the only way I would do it. You know what I mean? I mean, only thing he would be, you know, in control of is doing music. That's it. All the business side, if he got his hand in it or his people, nah, I ain't going to be able to do it.
Because I went down to, like, I'm moving to Atlanta. And my friend had me cracking up. He's like, Indiana artists are off the chain, but they forever fucking beefing on Facebook. I was like, wait. He's
oh,
like,
yeah, they
I've
pay attention
seen...
to it.
They was like, because I got mostly out-of-town people on my page. If you're not an artist or you're not on some positive, you're probably not on my page.
Right.
What's your name?
LaFonda.
Back for people in the industry, you know what I'm saying, that's in Atlanta, that, you know, be on the same shit. Like, man, if y'all niggas could just get off all that beefing, man, motherfucker probably can, you know, make some money, get some money y'all way. But, you know, these niggas ain't ready for that, man. I mean, the mentality that most niggas got from the G, I hate to say it, is, you know what I'm saying, that crab in the barrel shit. You know, as soon as they see another nigga rising, they want to motherfucking, you know, take them down. You know what I'm saying? Or they want to do some sneaky shit to get on top. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't going to never, it ain't going to never work like that. Let's everybody just keep it 100, man. And a lot of these niggas have to say, they don't even know what keeping it 100 is because they weren't raised like that.
Right, right.
That's because half of these dudes want to charge $700 to perform at a damn birthday party, and you're not even hot yet.
Damn.
I'm still pissed off about that one because he pissed me off when he told me, I'm going to charge you $700 to sing one song at my birthday party. Are you serious?
Who told you that?
Sweetie, you ain't even that damn hot.
Who
told me that. I want to smack the shit out of hell. I'm like, are you serious? $700, sweetie. I was like, I could have went anywhere else. I was like, Bo Deal told me he'd do it for $500.
Who told the seven?
Tension.
Wow.
But I mean, that's how he is.
$700 for one damn song, and that ain't the song I want to hear from you.
But look, that's how he is. I'm going to tell you, that nigga was working in my studio. I gave a nigga a job in my studio bringing bids in this motherfucker, breaking bread with this nigga. Do you know he still was trying to charge me $250 for a beat that he made on my equipment? I told him, man, take that beat and shove it up your ass, dude.
You
got to
have it, man.
It's
ridiculous
how people get money because I put something on my page and a lot of people, I had like, 18 comments in like 15 minutes because I said that you shouldn't make music just to get a payday. It could be more than just a payday. It should be because you feeling the music. Don't write. I was like, if you not feeling your own music, how you gonna get pissed off because ain't nobody else telling it? If you don't like your music, how you expect me to like it? I'm not gonna promote nothing that you don't like. If you not promoting your own music, why should I promote it?
Right.
So,
I feel you on that.
Like, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. You need to close your damn mouth. You a little ignorant ass bitch. You probably suck all these rappers' dick. I was like, okay. Yeah. I don't really give a damn, but whatever you got to say, go ahead and say it because you know I'm telling the fucking truth. I was like, some of y'all music sucks, and that's just it. So if it don't get tagged to my page, don't get pissed off because I'm going to promote what I like. Like somebody told me about LOE. Why the hell you tagging them lame ass niggas? They ain't even hot. Are you serious? Beat the Pussy Down is probably the hottest song I have ever heard.
Yeah, I fucks with LOE, man. They're my dudes. Yeah, they
got
off that shit.
On that note, we got a few people listening, so if you guys want to jump in the conversation, you got to push one. And we'll bring you in.
Okay.
If you got questions for Hits or Mikey. Press one.
Hey, before we get to do any more questions, my dude Chris Al told me to plug the studio, so I got to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to come fuck with us, man. We at 212 West 10th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? One of the hottest studios in that. You know what I'm saying? $40 an hour, $150 for a 5-hour block, $300 for a 10-hour block. We do mixing, mastering, videos, pictures, T-shirts, I mean, the whole nine, whatever you need. The number, once again, is 317-209-9440. Holla at me.
Okay. Hey, because I need one of them Indie Animal shirts, dog. I got to have one of them. I got to have one of them Indie Animal shirts, dog.
I'm trying to get one of my grinding shirts. Like, y'all trying to be stingy on that, especially since Kendall don't never answer his damn phone.
Oh, man, shit, I can have everything for you. Don't even trip. You know what I'm saying? Shit, what size you need? You know what I'm saying? I just give him his percentage of the money because that's my little guy. But, you know, we actually print the shirts up for him, so I don't think he'll mind me, you
I'm
know what I'm saying, print you up one.
I'm trying to get one before I go to Atlanta so at least I can roll down while I'm down in Atlanta.
All right, well, you do PayPal or you need me to bring it up to the G because I can bring it to the G, too.
I need you to bring it to the G because that little heifer been to the G 3 times and still ain't gave me my shirt.
When you say you going to Atlanta again?
I'm leaving September 1st.
Okay. I'll be to the G plenty of times before then, so I'll get in touch with you
when the second Hits deal coming out? I need to get the first one. My brother Jack did. Like, he seriously jacked my CD.
Yeah, people always steal that CD, man. People always steal that CD, man. It's a classic, man. It's a hot double CD, man.
He was like, you don't know what you got on your hands, so I'm going to go ahead and take it off your hands real quick.
But, yeah, man, if motherfuckers ain't got no copy of that, man, they sleep, man, because, you know what I'm saying, that's some of the hottest music to ever come out of Gary. And I ain't just saying it because it's my CD, because there's a bunch of great artists
like
on the CD with me, you dig?
I personally like Kickstartick. That's like one of my favorite songs.
Which song?
Six Star Chick.
Ah, okay, yeah, you know that. I had to rep. You know what I'm saying? I had the fast stock going everywhere.
And I'm on right after.
You know,
and I'm on right after.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's just music. You know, ain't no disrespect to nobody.
That's why I said, like, people was like, you don't know none of your music. Trust me, I can name a whole bunch of songs by different artists, know the words and everything. Don't play with me. My kids even know the damn song. All
right, well, I'm going to tell you this, dog. I'm going to tell you. You came out with that Ivanhoe anthem. My daughter even talking about who was Roy Lee.
That's what's up.
He just performed that too, Zach.
Huh?
We just performed that too, man. The first stage, you missed it, man. It was lovely.
Oh, for real?
You come out Saturday?
We had Gangsta Nip on the stage too. Nip was up there with us, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man,
I
gotta ask,
Saturday.
How the hell did you get him to dance in that video, man?
Hey man, that nigga was drunk, man. He just did what he did. You know what I'm saying? I said, keep it, man. Let's roll.
Hey man, I laughed at that video so hard, man. I'm like, every time I see it, I bust out laughing.
That's when we kick his legs out there.
Yeah, we kick his legs. I'm like, this boy's
a fool. Goddamn, yeah.
Hey man, it's like, man, like right about now, it seems like you're battling the world, dog, but I ain't mad at you.
Man, I swear it's like motherfuckers coming at me from every angle, man. You know what I'm saying? But I just look at it like, man, it's a sign from God, man, that, you know, something great going to come up out of this. Because they say when you come out of the storm, man, you go into the light. So, you know, I'm just going to keep faith, keep moving forward. You dig?
Right. But now, let me ask you, dog. Let me ask you. Now, with all this animosity and all this, I mean, I ain't going to say peace. I'm just going to say the war works. All these war words going on. Is there anybody like right now that you still be like, okay, I want to work with this person, or you just like,
I mean,
fuck everybody? Hey, he's gonna do what he's gonna do.
I mean, to be honest with you, man, when I opened up my studio, man, I opened up my studio for that very purpose, to work with everybody. Everybody was complaining about when they come to Indianapolis, they ain't got nowhere to work because, you know, guys around here, you know how it is. You know, Indianapolis guys don't really fuck with Gary guys, so they don't really want to, you know, let motherfuckers know about their shit because they think Gary niggas going to steal their shit, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because
that's
how most niggas come off. Like, I'm down here, I'm ready to take your shit type shit. You know what I mean? So I put a studio together, you know, for niggas when they down here, whatever city they from, you know what I'm saying, to come here and do whatever they do. That ain't got nowhere to go. And my whole intention of my mixtape was to try to work with everybody from the crib that I could possibly work with. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it seemed like, you know, that was the first time in my life I ever was in contact with that many rappers at one time. And I just learned that, you know, I really ain't got the mentality of these rappers because shit they be on, I don't be on, man. And they views, I don't look at shit the way they look at shit, man, because they really... You know, most of these guys is really like, you know, trying to, you know, be the character. I ain't trying to disrespect nobody, but it's a entertainment field that we in. So motherfuckers is trying to find their lane and, you know, I'm this nigga or I'm that nigga, probably be in the mirror practicing and shit like that. But I just come off real. So we don't really get along, man, and I just don't really, you know, I really don't, you know, see... I really can't see me, man, really, man, fucking with too many of these guys because they all came at me bogus after I tried to help them already. And, you know, I'd be a fool to keep fucking with these guys after I didn't try to help them and they motherfucker tried to chop my hand off. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, because, you know, like I said, man, I know, man, you go way back, dog. And you've always been just, you know, a laid-back kind of dude. So it's like, I just couldn't understand when I'm like, damn, well, I heard the song. When I first heard the song, I actually laughed. I said, and, you know, I sent you a message. I said, why they get this nigga party? And I'm like, what? Where the hell did this come from? You know, I was truly in, like, God damn, what the hell? Because, like, I've never, you know, you always had your lyrics down, but you ain't never came off like, okay, I'm finna diss this nigga, or I'm finna talk bad about that nigga. And then for you to just get out there like, you know what, fuck it, I'm finna ride they ass. I'm sitting there like, okay, now where the hell did all this come from?
Man, that's just because I got tired of all the Facebook talking, man. I'm like, man, show and prove. Everybody say they the best artist, so I'm finna put this out here. Now, if you better than me, man, come on back and smash what I'm doing, man. Don't get mad and want to get on no street shit. You say you the hottest nigga from around here, come on with that hot shit. I want to hear it, nigga. Smash me if that's what you going to do. You smell me? We can make it into, you know, some real entertainment for the fans, man. If you really got skills like that, come on with it.
Let me ask you a question. Are they still, God damn it, does rappers still do the battle raps? I mean, you get face-to-face and just go.
I mean, now that type of shit,
do they still do that?
I mean, that type of shit like that, I ain't never been a fan of. Even when we was at Westside, when everybody used to be in the circle rapping and shit, I ain't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I be fucking with my niggas. I don't do all that because, you know, niggas get, you know, you get to kill a nigga, niggas get mad, man, and want to fight. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be fighting over no goddamn rap songs. You did.
True.
I'm cool on that because niggas, you know, they pride be in the way. If a nigga is like, because, you know, nigga gonna say some disrespectful shit, you got to lean against a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be able to take that. A lot of niggas can't take it, so I don't even want to put myself in that situation. You know, that'd just be some dumbass shit to be, you know, even into it over.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you tell me that my mama sucked your dick, I'm going to knock you in your motherfucking mouth. So,
exactly.
Nah,
oh, wow. But you know, if you listen to my song, Trap Shit, which is going to be on Hitsville USA 2, I tell them niggas, when you were standing in the cypher, I was at the store with my Pyrex whipping China. And that's real shit,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real hustler. These niggas are rappers, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's, like, so exciting to them. Oh, I'm fucking with this dude. I'm doing this with this dude. And blah, blah. Man, that shit don't mean nothing to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why
I've been getting money. I've been doing what the fuck I want to do. You dig?
Right.
And that's why I don't understand, like, why you ain't did a song with Who Knows. I'm just wondering. Like, do you even know who that is?
Who Knows?
Yeah, that's his name. That's his rap name, at least.
Who?
This dude, who knows?
Who the fuck is that?
Are you serious? Like, what? Man, are you serious? You don't know who that is. Like, he got, like, some hot shit out. Like, he got some hot music out. Like, he got
who
white
knows?
One.
Where
you
from?
He originally from Harvey, but he stays in Hammond.
I ain't never heard of him. I swear to God, but I bet y'all I'm going to go check him out now since you said something about him.
His music is, like, all over my page. Like, everywhere.
What? I'm going to check that shit out then. I want to hear what he's talking about.
Yeah.
No, because I'm a fan of good music. I don't give a fuck who do it.
I don't think you can get through that door.
I don't give a fuck
you got to go
to
the side door because that locks at 8 o'clock.
I like music.
Uh-huh.
That's point blank period.
Let me ask you a question, brother. Who would you like to, who's out right now that you would like to work with? Whether
what
they're established or not. Who
do
you want to work with?
Well, okay, I guess I start off with niggas in the that's already established. Of course, I want to work with Jeezy. I would love to work with Wayne. I would love to work with T.I. Maybe even Jay-Z if he ain't on that double shit. You know what I'm talking about? He got that bread, though. You know what I'm talking about? But,
right.
You know, it's a couple other guys. I'd love to do some shit with Skyface. I wish Pop was still around. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, like on the Indiana tip, man, it's a guy down here in that name, bro, man. He's doing a little something down here. He got it popping down here. I like to fuck with him, you know. niggas that pretty much niggas at the crib, a lot of niggas I already work with, man. So niggas that I haven't ever worked with, I have to say I love to work with LOE. I ain't never worked with them. Let me see. Who else? It's a new guy named Young Streets that's coming up. I like his shit. It's a cat named Lil Natty. I'm kind of feeling him too. It's a lot of niggas. I can't really think of motherfuckers like right off the top like that, man. I wish I'd have knew y'all was gonna ask me this because I'd have wrote that shit down. You know what I'm talking about?
But, I imagine it'd be like that.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, I told you I've been smoking weed, man. So if I ain't say your name, Lil D Brown, I like D Brown. B-Do, it's a couple other niggas. I really want to work with the younger niggas because these older niggas already got the egos, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather, you know, spread the love with the young cats, man, help them motherfuckers shine. You know what I mean? On some real shit. All right.
Now, I got to ask this question, dog. I got to ask this question before I go. Now, I know you affiliated with Straight Slam, and, you know, I know Freddie Gibbs, you know, y'all, that's your man and all, you know. What the hell, I mean, okay, I played a song earlier, Ivo.
Right.
I mean, he went hard on Gibbs. Went hard on Gibbs. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, they were supposed to hook up, and, you know, Gibbs turned his back on him and all that. But now my thing is, what I'm wondering is, like, okay, yeah, he signed the Young Jeezy, but that's just stage one. I mean, you know, you can't really say, I'm an established artist just because I signed to this record label. And
right.
It's like he got signed, it's like everybody just taking all these shots at him.
Yeah, he's still building his brand, so it ain't like he could just reach out to a nigga and just put him in a situation where they need to be. Motherfuckers still got to grind for themselves, and that's what motherfuckers don't understand, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to do for self, man, and get yourself hot. You know what I'm saying? That man's still trying to get his situation secure. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even put out an album under CTE yet. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's why because that was my whole gripe with it, because it was like, okay, he signed with Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody, all of a sudden, everybody hated him. Everybody hated him. Everybody hollering, oh, he ain't no gangster, this, that, and other. Okay, now, let's be realistic. Dr. Dre ain't no gangster.
That's actually shit. None of them niggas that was in NWA was a gangster, nigga. But we used to motherfucking think they was. Shit. Everybody bought their shit.
Hold on a second, man. We got a new caller to the show. Let me bring in a new call. Caller, what's happening? Who it is? 505. This is who?
Rev.
Oh, how you doing, Rev?
I'm alright. I want to come to plug my little cousin. Look up 574 Bastard Child on YouTube.
What's his name?
574 Bastard Child on YouTube.
574 Bastard Child?
Yeah.
Okay,
hey, he's always looking for somebody, the next big thing. Am I right, Hitch?
Yeah, off top, I'm going to check him out. Check
it
out, man. I like listening to music, man. Like I said before, if it's good music, I fuck with it. I don't care who made it.
Well, check him out. He in South Bend, and he ready.
All right. 574 back, child. I got you.
And trust me, he got some backup.
That's what it do.
Got your crazy ass, huh?
You
know? I'm just fucking with you, girl. I'm fucking with you. Hey, but now here's that. I will ask you what we got off, man. And now I was on, like I said, I try to look at, you know what I'm saying, my whole thing is I want to promote anything coming out of Gary. You know, that's what me and Father Time I would do. We try to promote anything out of Gary, hoping that people will have our back the same way.
Exactly.
Now I'm looking at this Ivo, and I see Stacey standing right behind it. So now I'm like, is this the puppet pulling the string? What?
Right,
I mean,
right.
What's going on with that?
I mean, man, you know, it's obvious that Stacey went over there like, hey, man, why don't you go ahead and take this shot at her, man? I give you a little money. I got a nigga film it. I mean, you know, we know Stacey from way back. You know how he is. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? He'll throw his money around and make a nigga do what he want to do. He'll find a nigga that need it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't do it himself, so he said, fuck it, man. I know this nigga don't like him, so let me go over here and talk this nigga into, you know, doing this shit. All
right, because now, like I said, now, and I got to bring that up. What you saying that, I remember when, you know, when Young Jeezy first signed Gibbs, you know what I'm saying? Stacey was all on Facebook talking about he wanted CTE chain and all that. And I remember you making a comment like, motherfucker's going to be on my neck. Come take it from me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, it's like, okay, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, dog, and I really didn't know. What the fuck was that about?
Well, him want to take the chain?
Right. What was all that about? I mean, what, is he mad because Young Jeezy signed him? I mean, my thing
nah,
is...
Nah, he was mad. He huh?
My thing is he's from Gary. You know what I'm saying? Let's stand up. Let's be proud of this man. This man made it.
Man, this what that shit was, man. When Stacey first opened up a Facebook account, right, one of the first statuses that nigga ever put up was, who the fuck is Freddie Gibbs? I ain't never met that nigga. How the fuck he gonna represent the G? And he gotta go through the King to represent the G.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so he got to fucking with that man. Like, I met you, nigga, if you don't come holler at me. So, you know, that man called me like, man, what's up with this Stacey dude? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, you know, he just, you know, he trying to get some attention, man. You know, he like attention, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, don't pay him no attention. He like, what, he keep coming at me? I don't even know this dude, man. I was a kid when that nigga was on the street. Then he get locked up or something and snitched on CCA. Like, he didn't even know the nigga, you know what I'm saying? He like, didn't he snitch on CCA or something? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He like, so how the fuck you feel like he could be the king and tell me I got to come holler at him? I said, man, just keep on motherfucking representing like you doing. The real niggas got your back. Don't worry about that. And, you know, he ended up making a song and said something about Stacey. It's called Do Wrong Part 2. And he say something about, I know a nigga named Stacey that's snitching or something in a verse. So that's what really pissed the nigga off, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay, because I'm like, okay, man, now what the hell is this? That was my whole thought, because you know what I'm saying? I seen Stacey in the club, and I'm like, oh, man, you told to be fucking with that boy like that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I want his chain. Really? Come on, man. Come on, his chain.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers want your head, and you want the chain. Motherfuckers,
right.
You looking at the wrong person.
Exactly.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you, we was in the club, and they literally, security had to take him up out of there to motherfuckers to get at him.
Yeah, I already know. I heard about that shit. But, you know, like I told him, you know, he told me out of his own mouth. He said, you know, every time my kids look at that video, I got to explain to them, you know what I'm saying, about that shit. And that's what bothered me. And I said, well, man, you put yourself in that position when you did what you did, man. So you should have knew that was coming when you did what you did, fam. You know what I mean? You can't take that back, man. You took a whole motherfucking neighborhood, man. You took niggas away from their families, man. You know what I mean?
Man. You said
Stacey said that? Yeah, Stacey told me out of his own mouth that the reason why he be so mad because every time he see this video that Gibbs did, when he mentioned his name, his kids is asking him about this. You see what I'm saying?
You know what you did. You know what you did.
Exactly.
Hey,
that's what I just said, my nigga. Like, that's what I told him. Like, nigga, you know what you did when you did it. You can't take that back. So you can't be mad at that man because you the motherfucker that did that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You did.
Right. Everybody else saying it. So what's the difference with him saying it and everybody else? I guess
because
he got, like...
Because he got money.
He got a whole bunch of viewers. He got
yeah,
a big-ass fan base.
Yeah, he got
you know
a whole...
Hold on for a second, y'all. Let me bring in a new caller. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this? 381?
I just pop back in.
Craig, what's happening? Hello?
Yeah, what's up to y'all on, man? It's Mikey Carlo. I just popped back in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that. Man, pay me my royalties.
Is y'all phone line busy or something? Because if one more person texts me and said they can't get through on the radio, like, I done had like 8 people tell me they can't get through.
Yeah, I've been
like,
texting people telling them
through.
Too to get on.
No, they can't get through.
Nah, we got enough lines for them to get through. Now, I don't know. Maybe they calling the wrong number.
Nah,
I don't know how they can't get through. I just popped right here.
Right, you can get right back in.
Right back in just
that
they
ain't they must have been calling. I'll probably right back in.
We got plenty of lines.
Well, check it out, man. I'm going to ask you, man. What's the latest? What projects you got going on now?
Well, right now, man, we are in the process of finishing up the Straight Slamming mixtape. You know what I'm saying? That's coming out in September. Then I got His Bills USA Volume 2 coming out in October. And in between, now, I'm going to give y'all 2 free mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? One going to be with Traps and Trunks. And the other one is going to be with, oh, shit, man, I don't want to say this shit wrong. Stop Beefing Radio. Matter of fact, it's going to be with the Coast to Coast DJs. You know what I'm saying? Let me get it all the way right. But my man from Stop Beefing plugged it. So I'm going to do a Coast to Coast DJs mixtape, and I'm going to do a motherfucking mixtape with Traps and Trunks. 2 free mixtapes in between the Straight Slamming mixtape and the Hitsville USA 2.
Okay.
All right, can you give us like a, give us a little preview or something, man?
Give you a little preview.
Give me a little preview or something.
I mean, y'all play about paper.
Well, now that's I said, because I like I said, and I'm gonna go on record to say this. I played it. I played it. I played that, and I played tension. I played everybody. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want it to look like, and I'm gonna tell you why I didn't cue it up tonight. So I didn't want it to look like everybody said, well, okay, he from Ivanhoe. So now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a fair man. I'm like, cause I even came to, I reached out to Pitch. Hey, dog, you wanna come on the show too? You wanna come on? I ain't get no response from him. But you know what I'm saying?
Cause he know I'm gonna tell the truth and he gonna lie. He don't want to face that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I told my partner, I said, well, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, we both agree, like, okay, it wouldn't be fair to have one on and I had the other one on. Now, I've reached out to him, and I'll reach out to him again. I even tell you, I'll even reach out to him again just so he can come on. You know what I'm saying?
Get him on here. Let him pump his shit, man. You know what I'm saying? What people don't understand, man, is, you know what I'm saying, I can never be mad that the song is doing what it's doing because it came from me, man. I created the song. So, yeah, I'm happy the song was blowing up. But what I'm not happy about is you try to throw me off the bus, nigga, and I did this for you, nigga. That's the part that I ain't happy about.
So
that's what people don't understand.
So if he
you know
went
saying?
On the radio right now and said, okay, you know what, let me correct something. I'm not the only one who made this song happen. Would you... Watch the beat for him completely.
I mean, it would have to be more than just going on the radio saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? It would have to be like some monetary shit,
interview.
You know. I mean, you know,
and
that's cool too,
the
but...
that he making off of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to get something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we worked out a deal where I'm getting a little small-ass percentage of the shit, but it ain't what I think I deserve. You know what I'm saying? But I just went on and settled for it anyway. But what really made me mad even more is after we talked, he went on the radio station and still denied that I had anything. But he didn't deny. When they asked him how he came up with the song, that motherfucker straight lied about how he came up with the song. So, you know what I'm saying? I just
feel
like...
Yeah, everybody heard that interview.
Yeah, he lied like a motherfucker. But, you know, I just feel like at this point, you know what I'm saying, it's like I done already, like, been through so many situations with him, and he been on that type of shit that, you know, I really can't trust a dude like that no more. You know what I'm saying? No matter what he give me, but, you know, I would take, you know, any motherfucker, I'd never turn down no money. You know what I'm saying? Give me more money, I'll chill out. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I feel you. Mikey, I need my royalties, man. Mikey, I need my royalties. What you got going on next, Mike?
Hello? Sound like, Mike? Yeah, I'm like, where you go, man? They talking to you, Carlo. What's up?
What it do, man? What's good? What's good? Bad, man. I was texting people. They text me trying to get on the radio show. What's good?
Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of people texting me. Like, who knows? Just tried to call in. He said he can't get through at all.
I'm trying to have DJ Rock come. He said he saw something. He's telling me something. He's trying to look it up. Over. I'm telling him at the phone, man. You got to call. Some people, somebody on the computer.
Well, now I'm gonna tell you now. Right now, what we doing right now is that. We done went overtime. So if you ain't in right now, no, you can't get in. We done went overtime, but you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, that's how we do. I mean, shit. We wanted to get the story, and we got the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It, hey, I appreciate. Hey, y'all, I gotta tell y'all, I've been trying to get his on here and get him on here ever since this shit broke out. But my man, you're a busy man. I understand that. But hey, I need to be on the video, dog. I need to be on the video.
Man, I got you, man. I got a couple of videos, man, that I'm about to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure I come back to the G and do at least one of them. You know what I'm saying? So when I do that, motherfucker. But damn, you down here in that, man, right?
Yeah, man.
Man.
Studio, we can get it in like
that really ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to shoot some shit real soon, man, so I'll be hollering at you, man. Real talk.
And I tell you what, man,
I'll be on the stage with him, and I ain't even in one, so don't feel
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, you missed the Aviation video. That's the one you supposed to be in, nigga.
Yeah, I know. I was locked up in Texas.
You too,
man.
I ain't know nothing about it. Man, I was putting this shit on Facebook, man, and you know what I said, I did it for like a week, telling motherfuckers what time I was gonna be out there, all that. And you know, the niggas that showed up was the niggas that showed up, so I went on the road with it like that. I really wish I could have hit everybody from the hood, I swear. I wanted to shoot some footage at the Abbey Hole reunion, but to finish the video up last year. But my cameraman had some other priorities on the day of the Admiral reunion, so I couldn't get that footage, man.
Okay. Now, hey, man, whenever you get some free time, man, I'd love to do a show from the studio, man. Let everybody see what his Bill USA looking like.
Man, whatever you want
to
do,
go
man.
Fuck that. They need to go buy it like everybody else. I'm sorry. You supposed to support your local artist. Go buy that CD.
No, baby.
I'm
on my way to
the bag. I just
want to
cover them.
Let me
shut up.
Yeah, I'm already in debt. I heard you. I want my money, nigga.
And I make way for the bag. I still sell it too, but I just popped two of them off yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I need that. I need my children. With Jill.
I guess you were.
Hey, man. It's been a pleasure having you on the show tonight, man.
Man, you already know ain't nothing but love, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. I appreciate everybody even being interested and wanting to know what I had to say, man.
Oh, yeah, man, August 22nd, Mike Collar, Live a Concert. Be there.
Man, we just asked you that.
If
y'all in Gary, make sure y'all come to my birthday party on Friday, because I'm going to feel it as always.
Where is that?
I'm out there at the Rap Factory in Chicago.
I'm kidding. I got to go to Chicago tomorrow. Yeah, you going to be the Rap Factory.
That's what it do.
All right, well, man, you know what? Like I said, man, we done ran over, man. We, hey, like I said, dog, it's good talking to you. It's a pleasure to swear this way. And like I said, anybody else want to come on the show, you know what I'm saying? If anybody feel like Tension or Rick Gillo or anybody else got done wrong and they run back and say, well, this was said about you on CNC. Hey, they got all type of, hey, all y'all got to do is call in. Hey, I listen to everybody.
Yeah, I love to hear what they got to say, too. I love to hear what they got to say. So, yeah, come on on the show, man. Speak your piece.
All right, man. Like I said, dog, it was a pleasure having you on, man. I appreciate
for sure,
it.
Man.
Hey, we got to get up, man. I'm here. We got to get up.
Man, it's whatever,
what
man.
You,
I'm in the studio
number?
Right now, man. I'm in the studio every night, bro.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, say what?
Say what, baby?
Do you still got the same number or your number changed?
Yeah. Everything's still the same. All the business is still the same. It's all good.
Had to make sure. Right,
I'm
going to call you
for that. I'm going to have to rubble down that. I'll just roll down that.
Yo. Well, you finna come down in there?
Nah, I ain't finna come down, man. I'm drunk as a motherfucker.
I was gonna say, come on, nigga, shit.
every Tuesday and Wednesday, I get drunk than a motherfucker doing this show. We get over here.
Just let me know, you know what I'm saying, when you ready, fam. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, you know that.
All right, man, I'm gonna come down there, man, kick it with you. Relax, kick back, see what it's like, see what it's like in Hitchfield.
Let's get it.
All right, man, for sure. Like I said, man, always a pleasure having you on the show, man.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, now, Hitch.
For sure.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Well, another show down.
True that.
Lord have mercy.
But we need to.
I said, you know, Janine don't know nothing about rap music, but she hugging that like a champ. I can't be mad at her.
I didn't even know she was on the line for a hot second.
Hey, y'all got to give Janine her props. She, hey, even when it's something where she don't know nothing about, she will just hang on the line. She'll probably do some homework.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, by the way, y'all, we got Final Destination 5 on the site, so if you ain't seen it yet,
well,
go see
it.
Yeah, you can watch it on the Sin City site.
Mm-mm. That's what I'm
going to
be doing tonight.
LaFonda ain't even put a picture of herself up yet.
It's cool, though, because you won't see it before anybody else. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Hey, LaFonda, baby, all you got to do is go to your profile and just press add picture.
And I keep on hitting upload pictures, and it's not doing nothing, but I'm doing it from my phone. I'm not doing it from my home computer.
Oh, well,
shit,
maybe
all my pictures on my phone.
Oh, well,
yeah,
you know,
I don't play
download
it because my daughter is on my computer every day. I don't play that. I don't want her to get no ideas.
Well, yeah, okay, you got a point there.
No ideas, because my son already got some ideas about what he can do to girls.
Shit, tell him call us. I'll give him some real ideas.
My son is sick.
Shit.
He told me how to get a girl pregnant already. What you talking about?
Shit, I was late when I
said he said, no, mommy, you can't get a girl pregnant by kissing. He was like, you got to put your stuff up in there. I said, boy, I will smack the shit out of you.
How old is he?
He's 6. And no, I have never had sex in front of him. I haven't done anything in front of him. I won't even kiss a dude in front of him.
Yeah, I'm already talking in front of him.
Okay.
Right.
He's a trifling ass daddy. That's who doing that shit. How about having to talk to him about the birds and the bees already?
Hey. Rev, what's happening? Rev, where you at, baby?
Huh?
Let me take my ass into this job.
Damn, baby, you still ain't went to work. Oh, wait, man, hold on. We got a late bloomer here. Hold on, is this Sunshine?
Yeah.
I see you done went all the way to the show.
I've been listening to the show. I was doing homework.
Okay, I seen you. I'm just staying. I'm like, damn, late bloomer.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Doing schoolwork and work for my job.
Well, I tell you, she works in the damn state.
I should have went to school for business.
No, I cut it down to one job now.
Oh, okay. So how did you like the show?
It was straight. What was dude's name? And I probably know him, but what's his name? Hit?
Yeah,
Hit. School face. Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna give his government name. But yeah,
he
went to West Side.
Yeah, I know.
So I mean, like I said, I just wanted to get the air clear, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody saying that all right, Kaz and Father Ty and they had, that's why I didn't play the song, because I didn't want everybody to say, well, okay, they from Ivanhoe, he from Ivanhoe. So yeah, he gonna play the diss song, and ain't nobody else on here to retaliate about it.
Yeah, but I don't want to call. They keep on saying they gonna call the radio show, and they don't never call. Like, what's the name? Said he and all them said they was gonna call, and they don't never ever call.
Fuck.
Since when did you give a damn about what somebody say?
No, I just want to be. I mean, at the same time. Now you catch me on the street, I don't give a fuck about what nobody say. But now, I mean, I got to be open-minded doing this radio thing.
It's a radio show because you can go back and you can archive all these episodes, and people, they act a damn fool. They don't even care. They say the wrong things on Facebook for real. Like, people can get killed off.
I put my ex-husband on blast on Facebook, so I already know. Yep,
because I promise you, the shit they be saying
to video
me,
and all.
Me the fuck off.
Well, I don't know. If you mess around with my ex-husband slash baby daddy, it probably pissed you off, but oh well. But
no,
I did put his ass on blast. Matter of fact, the video I put on there, he went tension.
Ooh.
He with tension.
Yep.
Man, he's doing
security with tension, but you telling me you ain't working and you can't buy your son nothing.
Evidently he working, or he's just not getting paid for the free work he's doing.
He can be a big ass dummy. I don't give a damn. My son well taken care of. I'm making that shutter, so I ain't even worried about it. But it's just the principle. I didn't make him by my damn self. So yes, I put his sorry ass excuse for a man, waste of skin, a non motherfucking factor ass on blast on Facebook.
You know what? Now this non mother, and I'm gonna tell you now. I just figured out what the fuck this shit was. I was at my sister's house yesterday, and she was watching the Bad Girl.
Basketball Wives.
That
was funny as hell.
I know, like, in the circle.
This shit was funny as hell. She was like, bitch, you ain't even in the circle.
I'm like, okay. Cause I look on Facebook, and I see that shit all the time. You a non-motherfucking factor. I wish a motherfucker would tell you a non-motherfucking factor. Yeah, all right. Factor this.
I wish he would say something to me.
Now, wait a minute. Hold up. Now, I ain't talking about your baby daddy. Now, I seen dude throw that drink in her face.
Man,
why
that was really fucked up.
Why is everybody mad at him?
No, you know what? Right, no, because she threw a drink at him first.
That was a female type bullshit. He didn't have to come back and throw that drink in her face. He could have just walked
but
away.
You know
he
what?
Pissed off because he found out about her divorce charge.
No, that ain't. He's been upset the whole episode because she has problems with trusting him because he cheated on her before they got married. And I can understand
his
logic.
He cheated on her during their marriage, too. He even said it. I made my mistakes when we were married. He cheated on her while they was married.
Well, I just know he cheated on her before they got married. Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
She married him when he cheated on her in the first place.
That's the whole point that I was getting ready to make. She knew what the fuck she was doing. She was saying dollar signs, and me and my cousin got in a discussion about this.
Because he saw the episode. He heard about what she did at her divorce party, and he felt like we not even fully divorced, and you up here making out with a dude. And
wait a minute, hold up. I mean, I understand what y'all saying and all that, but come on. I mean, yeah, me and Father Time, we average ordinary motherfuckers. We can't pull that shit off. I mean, we can't pull that shit off, and we going to have to sneak around. I ain't going to lie to you. We can't pull that shit off. But come on, you married to a multimillionaire who's face is recognizable all over the world. You gotta know something's gonna happen. I'm sorry. If you're gonna be that way, you better be an open-minded, thick-skinned ass person.
So you saying if you was a basketball player and I was your wife, you would tell me like you know like I'm recognized all over. Shit gonna happen. I might cheat on you. I might not.
No. I'm going to ask you for the threesome first.
You know what? See, that's why I'm going to put it in your ass. You know what? Last numbers.
All the women know exactly what they get into. It's well known that them men do that. It's a level of respect that they still show their wives. But they know what's going on. Them wives ain't stupid, and they getting their money.
You should cheat on me if I'm your wife.
He was saying
in all the way in New York somewhere, New Jersey, wherever he was, and she was all the way in Miami. He had his own house. She had hers.
She was fucking. Exactly. Now she might bust her nut after she spent all that money.
And now they say, like, indifferent. They say